This is Akashvani, the news read by Gitanjali Huryamathur. The Union Cabinet has approved the Unified Pension Scheme for government employees, which provides an assured pension. Addressing the media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi last evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the first pillar of the scheme ensures 50% of the average basic pay drawn over the last 12 months prior to superannuation for a minimum qualifying service of 25 years. The second pillar guarantees that 60% of the pension is assured for family after the employee's demise. There will be assured minimum pension at 10,000 rupees per month on superannuation after minimum 10 years of service. There is inflation indexation on assured pension, on assured family pension and assured minimum pension. There will be dearness relief based on All India Consumer Price Index for industrial workers as in case of service employees. There will be lump sum payment at superannuation in addition to gratuity. Mr. Vaishnav noted that about 23 lakh central government employees would benefit from this scheme. It will be effective from 1st April 2025. Mr. Vaishnav said that the cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi also approved the E3 biotechnology for economy, environment and employment policy to foster high-performance biomanufacturing. Union Home Minister Amit Shah announced that the fight against Maoists is now reaching its final stage and asserted that it is time to launch a decisive and uncompromising campaign against left-wing extremism. Speaking to the media during his visit to Chhattisgarh, Mr. Shah assured that the country will be completely freed from Naxal problem by March 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jalgaon in Maharashtra and Jodhpur in Rajasthan today. In the morning, Mr. Modi will visit Jalgaon to participate in the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan. He will give certificates and facilitate 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis who recently became Lakhpati during the third term of NDA government. He will also interact with Lakhpati Didis from across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Foreign Affairs Minister of Brazil, Mauro Vieira, will arrive in New Delhi today on a four-day visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Mr. Vieira will co-chair the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting on Tuesday. The Ministry of External Affairs said that, with Brazil holding the G20 presidency this year, the ministers will also discuss how the two countries, as Troika, can advance key G20 outcomes from the Indian presidency last year. A delegation of staff side of Joint Consultative Machinery for Central Government Employees called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. Secretary, Staff Side, National Council of Joint Consultative Machinery, Shiv Gopal Mishra, thanked Prime Minister for interacting with the delegation, which represent 32 lakh employees. Eminent Sarod player Ustad Amjad Ali Khan performed at the Azadi Sangeet Sammelan at Rangan in Akashwani premises in New Delhi yesterday. Former Union Minister Smriti Irani and Director General of Akashvani Moshmi Chakravarti attended the event among others. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Odisha, West Rajasthan, East Madhya Pradesh and Gangetic, West Bengal today. Heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is also likely over Mizoram, Tripura, Gujarat, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra during the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.